You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, Niners, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble, Kevin Jones been with you so far here on today's show. Gentlemen, I want to ask you this because you guys have been prolific this offseason. If you, people were listening and they've got the Browns mobile app in their hand, they're going to ClevelandBrowns.com right now. Of the articles you've written this offseason or in the last couple of weeks, what would be the one that you would want people to check out, KJ? I'll start with you.
I did one called Joe Hayden, the Leader, and I talked to a lot of different people about him, and it's how he sort of overcame troubles early in his career. And what we talked about earlier in the show, he's the face of this franchise. The media wants to know what he's thinking. The coaches want to know what he's thinking. So go into the website, type Joe Hayden, the Leader. That's the piece I think I'm most proud of. Gribbs?
Yeah, I'm going with the Carlos Dansby story I wrote. It was for Father's Day. But mm-hmm. Good for any time of the year. We made the trip down to Birmingham for a day. It was very hot. When the work was done, we watched the Cavs win game 3. Had to go to 3 different places because they just closed and didn't care about the Cavs down there. So we worked hard to send the Cavs onto a victory, but got to talk to his father a lot, got to drive around, see where Carlos Dansby lived, just really added some good insight to the story. And then obviously anyone that's talked to Carlos Dansby knows that you have no shortage of good information anytime you talk to Carlos Dansby. So he helped us out immensely, and it made for both a very good story and a very, very good video feature that we did that aired on Inside the Cleveland Browns.
My question for Nathan, during training camp, are you wearing the bucket hat?
The bucket hat movement is real. It is alive. My man Mike Judge, Nick Batista. I'm going with the white one. They have the brown-orange one. I like the white and brown one.
Are you an everyday bucket hat, or is that excessive? Is it more of a kind of like, oh, it's Thursday, I've got the bucket hat, or is it just because it's hot
it's
out?
It's going to be most days, and because, you know, I like to protect, you know, the skin on the back of your neck is very important skin. It's very sensitive skin, and it's very close to your spine, so you want to make sure that skin's in good shape. So it gives you kind of the shade all around there. You know, sometimes the only time that I don't enjoy the bucket hat is when if it's too hot and humid, it can become almost like an oven for your head. So you've got to be careful in those situations. But I love the bucket hat.
There are some big naysayers of the bucket hats. You don't care about the haters or anything like that?
No, I don't care about the haters. It's a training camp. It's just like a training camp thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
I've been advised that I need to wear a hat for training camp because
yeah, the sun will beat down on you.
I get some rough sunburns from
let's get some fair skin over here.
Delicate skin.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, you got to protect yourself. That's why the bucket hat's so good. Why? Who's naysaying on the bucket hat, Kevin Jones? Are you a naysayer?
People do. No, there's people on Twitter, or there's people even that'll chime in the from the stands. Some of the Dog Pound members, they're blue collar. I don't know how much a bucket hat is blue collar. It seems more California beachy, which is you, but. I'm just saying.
It's really a fisherman's hat. Am I wrong, though? I mean,
it is very buckety.
Yeah. Then this one, by the way, comes with micro-era technology to reduce odor. Thank you. Solar-era technology to provide UV protection. And cooler-era technology to wick away stress. And you can get the Browns bucket hat, the official Browns bucket hat of training camp, by the way, and both white and in brown right now at shop.clevelandbrowns.com or from the convenience of your very own hand in the Browns mobile app, which you can download in the Apple and Android stores.
What about the Nick Saban straw hat type look?
I'm not I'm not doing that. No. Really, I'm not a big hat person. I'll wear a visor when I play golf, and I'll wear a bucket hat in training camp, and that's pretty much it for me in hats.
There you have it. Nathan Zagura, he's a lifeguard and a hat enthusiast.
A man
in the summer.
A man of many hats.
A man.
There you go, Grits. Gribbs with the words over there.
It is. Well, he is fantastic. Check these guys out at ClevelandBrowns.com. Of course, follow him on Twitter at Andrew_Gribble, at Mr_Kevin Jones. KJ, it was great to have you back. Gribbs, always a pleasure. And we'll be back with more. Stay tuned, by the way, here on ESPN Cleveland for all their great content. Coming up next, the Golden Boys for Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones and our great producer, Matt Fontana. I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.